The holiday season is here, and it's time to celebrate. After Hyundai's best year ever, we're bringing you our best offers of the season. Now, during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event, get great year-end savings on all Hyundai models, like the all-new Tucson, stylish Elantra, and versatile Santa Fe Sport. And don't forget the roomy Sonata with class-leading interior space. All Hyundais are backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today and make this holiday the happiest of holidays. Right now, get the 2016 Elantra with 0% APR for 6 years or $2,500 bonus cash. Hurry in and take advantage of the Hyundai Holiday Savings at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty program. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Of Lake Hook Road.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Nets were 29th in the league in scoring heading into last night's game at the United Center, but the Bulls managed to drop another one at home, losing to Brooklyn 105-102. Afterwards, Pau Gasol talked about what's going wrong on West Madison.
We have good teams coming in. Everybody's ready. Everybody competes and gives everything they have. When we have okay or not so good teams, the energy and the attitude, the approach is totally different.
More bad news for the Bulls. Joakim Noah will have an MRI on his shoulder today after it popped out during last night's game and the trainers had to push it back in. X-rays after the game were negative. Bulls now head to Oklahoma City for a Christmas Day game against the Thunder. Lovie Smith and the Tampa Bay Bucks are on tap for the Bears this Sunday. Alshon Jeffrey dealing with a hamstring injury. His participation in that game is in question. Shea McClellan is in the NFL concussion protocol. Elsewhere around the league, Kellen Moore gets a start at quarterback for the Cowboys in Sunday's game against Buffalo. He's the fourth different starting quarterback for Dallas this season. Odell Beckham Jr.'s appeal is set for tomorrow. James Thrash will be the hearing officer. A decision is expected quickly post-hearing, according to Chris Mortensen. And Raiders safety Charles Woodson announced today that he'll retire after this season. Blackhawks are in Dallas to take on the Stars tonight. Marian Hossa will not play in that one. He's out until after Christmas with an upper body injury. Corey Crawford expected to get the start in goal. Puck drops in that one at 7:30. In baseball, the Cardinals agree to sign pitcher Mike Leake for 5 years and $80 million. And back to football, where former Bear Mike Pyle, who died at 76 in July, has been diagnosed with CTE postmortem, the degenerative brain disease found in dozens of retired NFL players. The illness is believed to be caused by repetitive brain trauma. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin's December sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Beginning next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Appreciate you all day long. Thank you to our guests on the show today. Kendall Gill, great stuff on the Bulls there, and Jimmy Butler. Seek it out if you missed it. Rodney Harrison. Feisty.
No, say it the way you're supposed to.
Rodney Harrison, who perhaps in a surprise to some, did not pick himself when we asked him to pick his all-time secondary.
I had 6 sacks, 6 picks, 132 tackles. I ain't going to the Pro Bowl. Check the tape.
Yeah, but I don't care about Pro Bowls.
I didn't do this for Pro Bowls, right, though. Right, okay.
Exactly. I'm on rings.
Yeah.
I'm on rings.
Antrell Roll was on the show, and he and Pernell McPhee are lockstep, he said, on having some of that dog and playing like...
Too many kittens. It's not important. Dogs.
Dog's not on the field, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Where's the dog at?
That's the thing. Yeah. Both of them. Woof. Pernell and him.
Yeah, woof, dog. Woof.
It's easy to talk when you're in the tub.
Woof, woof.
He doesn't strike me as that guy, though.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't strike me as the guy that says things.
You know why? Yeah. It's because he's never been in the tub before. I mean, he hasn't.
90 straight games, something like that.
And he said, and he's still pissed about that. He said the only one he missed right before that was because
they sat him out.
Yeah, they sat him out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, was here with us today. Nick Shepkowski, tremendous job. Kevin Zipak, excellent. And James Woodard.
Yes.
Nice to see you,
yes,
James.
A very quiet individual who's probably got bodies in the trunk. Thank you, James, for everything you did to us.
You are suspicious of
the
quiet.
He knows that I give him some.
You got Terry, a few, Terry, you need Terry to drop off?
I'll lend you a couple bodies. By the way, Matt Forte is going to be in Schaumburg tonight, making an appearance from 6:30 to 8 at the Verizon store, 1251 East Higgins.
Yes, and the Score promotions people will be there as well.
How about that, man?
Yeah, very little promotion about this thing, but...
That's why we're doing it.
If you want to go get yourself a phone and hang out with Matt Forte, 6:30 to 8. 1251 East Higgins and Schaumburg.
Just some accessories even. Just show up.
Get you a phone case.
Say hey.
You know, say goodbye.
Get you a fast charger. Yeah. Say goodbye. He's only 30. You can't do that just yet. You know, come on, Terry. He's not like he's 36.
This is why I have Michael B. Jordan on speed dial.
He said, I'm dead. I'm 30. I think he's having fun with it now. I think there's a couple of Marcus Allen years in him.
Oh,
like
I
those
think so.
Couple of years where he could still be something.
Just but are they here?
No,
I think they will be.
See, I've been thinking, Terry, last couple of weeks that, yes, they will be. Do you hear Wani this morning? Did you guys hear Wani? He said, they're phasing him out. We're watching it. We're watching it happen.
Well, we thought the last four games would be Jeremy Langford-ish, but we didn't think that it would be no Matt Forte.
12 touches.
Yeah. Hey, I think what they're doing is strategic in that the less you see of him, the less he'll probably be able to ask for market-wise. You know, they'll let him go get his offers and say, hey, man, last four games, you see who we were going to.
Hey, man, somebody paid Frank Gore real money. People are going to pay that for it.
And how that worked
that doesn't
for
them. Look good.
Ryan Grigson.
Not so well.
Ryan Grigson was...
That doesn't look good.
Was lambasted because of that. Him and Andre Johnson as well.
I think you'd say Ryan Grigson and that doesn't look good.
Yeah,
for just about...
Ryan
Grigson has become a divisive figure. Mm-hmm. He's really been a lightning rod. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of divisive figures, it's time for the shift change with Boers and Bernstein. Brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, looking for something to do.
No.
The Chicago Wolves are home December 26th. How about that? Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Hello, boys.
That's the day after Christmas.
It is.
The day after Christmas.
The Score is learned.
Get your eggnog.
That was the cookies.
That's Return Presents Day.
Mm-hmm. That was an inauspicious beginning to the Jimmy Butler administration, wasn't it?
I'm going
to
put my foot down. Okay, Jimmy, we'll be over here.
Yeah, we'll be over here not guarding anybody and have fun with that.
It's 58 points at halftime.
That team blows.
Yeah, they're really bad. They enjoy it, too. Yeah, they do everything for you. They're a full service bag of suck.
Hey, you know,
their point guard looks like somebody's dad. Oh, you know,
Jack.
Like,
Donald Sloan.
Donald Sloan.
No, the other dude is it.
Who else are you looking for?
Balding guy.
That's Jared Jack.
Jared Jack too, but he's.
Did you just make up a Nets point guard?
You talking about Wayne Ellington, the Carolina kid?
Oh, that's the dude who had McDermott on skates.
Yeah, Wayne Ellington. He was hitting step back threes last night.
And he's never done that in his life.
It was Bogdanovich was the guy dribbling.
Bogdanovich. No, I thought Bogdanovich was his son, though, too. Unless there's another Bogdanovich running around.
All right.
Peter.
let me ask you this. Bulls versus a bunch of guys' dads tonight. Who wins?
Oh, but whose dad are we going with? You know?
Del Curry.
Sonny Parker.
Larry Nance Jr.
Curry, Larry Sr.
Milt Wagner. Who else are we going with?
Uh-huh. Ronnie. First basketball game I ever did play-by-play for as a pro was Milt damn Wagner.
Milt was a bad boy.
And Camden, the Louisville Shooters.
Camden, New Jersey. And he was part of a big run of Camden guys who made it to Louisville, like Billy Thompson was one of those.
DeJuan's the right dad. Reverend, remember, Billy Thompson.
You remember what happened with DeJuan,
Rapid
right?
City Thrillers.
DeJuan Wagner. The point guard. He scored 100 points in a high school game. They drafted him high out of Memphis, I believe it was. And then he had some really bad disease where he lost a lot of weight and couldn't get back to the NBA after an inauspicious run in the NBA.
I'll tell you a dad who could probably still play, and I saw him over Stan Van Gundy's shoulder.
Joe Jellybean Bryant.
And I didn't realize that he had joined the staff was last year. You know me, I'm not a league pass guy, but there's Tim Hardaway Sr. sitting
on Detroit's
mm-hmm. bench over Stan Van Gundy's shoulder.
Ronnie
and I
doesn't say anything.
Right.
But Terry, he's better now.
You know,
he's better now.
He admitted that he was young and closed-minded, and he's learned some stuff. I respect that.
Did you see the final? Did you see the final sequence of the Clippers and the Thunder
last night?
Back and forth.
Listen,
did you see? You got
guys on that team.
The last couple minutes
high
of that
level
game.
Basketball.
Oh, I saw. I just saw the last two things where Durant hits the cold-blooded game winner and then blocks the Chris Paul attempt.
Yeah, so you didn't see the Westbrook shot before or Paul with the steal. I mean, it was epic.
Paul and Westbrook always have a special little something going on with each other too, because both of them will kill you to try to win a basketball game. That's why when you watch your man in this city, it's like
that's something, my man.
It's a different. Yeah, it's something I'm just saying. You know, it's a different breed. You know, it's a different breed of dude and competitor, because Russell Westbrook is Lil Tyson and Chris Paul has long been called Little Isaiah.
Yeah, but you know what? When it came time to hit the next shot, he had no problem seeing Durant had the matchup.
Dude, Russell Westbrook has grown as a point guard. That narrative is about over as far as him understanding.
Getting together, they're going to do it.
Dude, I got them in Cleveland in the finals, I picked that at the beginning of the year.
I'll tell you what, the players are obviously not comps for a wide array of reasons, but when we've talked about this issue of two guys wanting to be the man, there's an example.
But that's a different breed.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah,
Kevin and Russell is a different breed than Derek and Jimmy.
But they figured out how to live a life together and play ball together.
You know why, though? Because that's why Kevin Durant never shot off about Russell, because Kevin understands how much he needs Russell Westbrook.
Well, that's the whole
Russell
point.
Westbrook is the soul of that squad. Kevin Durant might be the most talented player.
You think Jimmy thinks he needs anybody right now?
No. Including the coach.
Yeah.
No, Jimmy doesn't need much of anything. This poor coach, poor Fred's got now. Did you read something? I was mad several times. I've been angry with players before.
He put him in this awful, and he just made it worse with that.
You know why Fred shouldn't be surprised?
I'm not going to enjoy Burnsy's Fred.
I'm worried about
his Fred impersonation.
His Fred impersonation.
It was tough just now.
It's going to be a dark 5 years.
Jimmy cut his balls off. He's got the guy scrambling now to explain to people that he occasionally gets mad at the players. You're the head coach of the Bulls.
But you know why he shouldn't be surprised? It's kind of like when you have an affair with somebody and that person becomes your wife. Like, don't be surprised if that happens to you too, right? Like, don't be surprised if how you got them is how you lose them. Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose were told that they were going to have a different coach around the All-Star break. So don't be surprised if they let go of the rope on your ass too. Simple as that.
Jimmy,
you're gonna have to
a little earlier. Let go of the rope, isn't it?
You're gonna have to execute a trade. You're gonna have to figure something out with that roster.
They don't have anything anybody wants.
I think Derek's contract is more attractive than you make it out to be.
Then trade him now.
Well, the problem is, You got to sell not only to a GM but to a team that he's going to be different. Like you're going to get,
That's good, some serious out of town stupid.
You can put together a highlight reel.
But you know what though?
You can do it.
You speak of out of town stupid, Dan. I think that the rest of the NBA is hoping for and thinks that there is a Derek return more so than this city does.
I think there's a lot of people around the league who think that change of scenery Derek is going to have another chapter.
How does that make him jump?
No, I got you. No, you're right. The physical elements are still there.
Sometimes he can. You. There was even a moment last night. He went right at the rim. Right at the rim with two hands. I'm like, oh my God, who is that guy? It's there every once in a while. And he's also figured out those little like stop at the, the little turnaround one-handers, things like that. Like there's some stuff there that would suck somebody
I wish they'd
in.
All go in. I wish all that would work so you could trade him. I mean, I really do.
Yeah, his shooting percentage close to the basket is terrible.
He misses badly.
Yeah, you can see the Bulls have like an all-time miss rate near the rim. This Bulls team, because of particularly Noah and Rose.
Two guys who can't finish right now.
Who can't even find the rim sometimes. I mean, you're throwing it just off the backboard.
So to speak. Mm-hmm. Stop, forget the sex belt.
kids, another bit of advice. Pay for it, okay? If you want an object that you're going to bring into the party.
Pay for the whole thing.
Pay for the entire thing.
So
you don't have to be the one. He's the one putting out the information that is embarrassing to him.
Yeah.
Because he has to now.
Yeah, he has to.
Well, it was consensual because I agreed to pay for the sex belt.
I know what I'm getting everybody for Christmas.
Is it between the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper? Like when I look up at night, where do I see the sex belt?
See, I like it more as a geographical area.
It's a different kind of Milky Way.
You get a retirement home down somewhere in the sex belt.
Yeah, it's Aaron.
Talking about the voting block that is the sex belt.
I did it. Yes.
Oh, you said it. You did.
I know. I said Milky Way. I apologize. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves.
Texter says use the Simeon mixtape. You can't tell somebody on that.
Check this guy out.
I can retweet it. I can retweet it if you want me to.
Made me unhappy.
That day,
tweet it at Mitch Kupchak.
Hey, the Derrick Rose just got traded day is going to be an eruption of emotion on this station. You're going to have the people who will never leave Derek's side and the people who left three, four years ago.
The people who never left Derek's side.
There's still a lot of people who root for Derek Rose.
Rooting for him is different than thinking he's good. Rooting for him is different.
But even rooting for him is difficult, too, though.
No, it is, Terry.
I think it's difficult.
I mean, it used to give you a good vibe to think about him on that franchise and that building having
when
gone
he was
to school here.
Yeah, when he was healthy.
And even when he was trying to come back for a while. Even then. But
I
now,
still say that lockout,
it gives you a bad feeling.
The guy that played in that lockout season where he had everything wrong with him, whether it be the hip, the shoulder, he had a bad case of turf toe, had bad ankles, and that Minnesota game, I'll never forget, at Target Center where some big got like rolled over on his feet, and I'm like, this dude should not be playing right now. And he came out the next day, and we heard about the painkillers and the ulcers and all that stuff. That guy, that moment that captured everybody's hearts, like I keep saying it, Speaks, he had one good album. And now you have to keep watching or listening to that album because you're not going to get those hits again.
But I'll tell you what happens. If you put out a good album and you got nothing left, that means that you didn't really have a lot of ideas, or you got overwhelmed by the fame and the success.
Or you died.
Maybe you turned to drugs. A lot of artists.
We know a lot of artists. Behind the basketball.
That Derrick Rose died, though. That Derrick Rose is not alive anymore. You know, so all you can do is go back and watch him dunk on Dragic.
That's not much of a trade pitch.
All right, Speaks. What's the comp?
That's not exactly a trade pitch.
What's the comp for a
truly great first album?
An artist, not even first album, maybe somewhere in the first three, did something historic,
then
went away, and then late career reimagination, reimagination.
That's hard.
And came back with somebody. He said, oh, wow.
I was going to go.
That's the same guy.
I didn't know music, but I was going to go maybe Travolta. When you came back to Pulp Fiction.
Saturday
Night Fever to Pulp Fiction.
Exactly. Yeah. A long layoff and then comes back. But it's different with films and artistry and movies and music, you know?
Because in movies, some director can just say, I'm going to put this guy
in
this movie.
Have you ever read the story of Tarantino?
Oh, the Vanity Fair piece?
Oh, my God. He fought for Travolta. Like, he hung up on Harvey Weinstein.
Because it would have been Michael Madsen, right?
Was it Madsen? I thought it was, I don't know.
Don't worry. Tom's going to get the best out of Derek in LA in a couple years. years?
Yeah, that's the thing. You're imagining another chapter for Derek.
Do you think it's possible?
No.
Do you think Derek Rose will ever get back to an all-star level of playing basketball?
No.
No. No.
He can't jump.
I'm talking about. There's a lot of all-star point guards who haven't been able to jump.
Yeah, but every year there's another crop.
One of the worst guards in the league.
I understand what you're saying.
The other aspect
you think his game is still only that, and he can't do that. He can't press that button anymore, is what you're saying.
Part of it is the game is evolving away from him. What's happening to basketball now? What's happening to basketball now is embracing a different kind of guard than he is, a different kind of skill set, and he's working on things to maximize what he's got left. It's not necessarily this game is evolving quickly. And NBA ball is not what it was, and maybe not what it's going to be 5 years from
now. There is something in me, and maybe call it the basketball romantic, but
he can get all the way.
I don't. But there's something in me that wants to see him have, and it's a guy who was one of his mentors in his short stay in college, have that Rod Strickland type of turn where Rod was terrific coming out, and then there was that thing with Mark Jackson, and the Knicks had to get rid of one of them, and Rod bounced around, San Antonio with some other places.
Look at his career numbers.
But Rod Strickland for a 10-year span was as consistent as anybody, but Derek doesn't have the handle Rod has.
Let me take a shot at your music comp, because there's a lot of people texting in with things, but I don't think any of them are quite fits, because sometimes like a label will repackage you or something, and you've been doing the same thing.
Or you get a band like Yes that had a just completely different producer and modernized what they were doing.
How about D'Angelo, who makes Brown Sugar and then Voodoo, and then gets lost in his own head and in the studio? This record this past
year? The most recent one.
Right. Oh, I know people who love
critics.
I know
a lot
more people
who critics
love
it.
Give a damn about D'Angelo's last album.
Well, it's not like it's not the same level of success, but I know critically people absolutely love it.
Okay.
So, but that's a dude where you got the mental aspect too. Got lost in the studio and just worked
just
on stuff.
Too busy getting high.
Well, how many comps are we getting to?
I just want to win.
All right, let's get up.
How about Harper Lee?
Who?
How close do we get?
I got you. You're right.
About Harper Lee.
Harper Lee. There you go. Write that.
She never. She never wrote the second one. This is an old one, right?
Right. Ghost Set a Watchman was. It's not like she
wrote it
created.
Before.
Right. She didn't create it later in life.
We got to get out of here.
It's a fun one
because everybody's screaming at us on the other side.
Stop screaming. We gotta go.
Enjoy your holidays.
You too, my friend.
I will not be able to talk to you guys because I am off for the rest of the week. So much love
as
to everybody. Much love to everybody. Have a happy holiday season. I will see you guys next week. Talk to you guys next week. Mm-hmm. Speaks.
All right, man.
Love you. You and Barry will be chopping it up the next couple of days.
Oh, you're not in tomorrow either?
No, I'm not in tomorrow.
That's news to me.
Yeah.
We're leaving tomorrow.
Everybody's leaving tomorrow. So happy holidays to all the listeners. Thank you so much for listening to the Spiegel and Goff Show. Boers and Bernstein coming up next. We'll talk to you right here on 670 The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. I've said many times on my CBS radio show how big a fan I am of Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians. He was a grad assistant at Virginia Tech with my father, so I've known him since I was born. He makes you feel like family and is always the coolest man in the room. That's a sincere compliment. I saw him lose his cool, though, in an emotionally empathetic way over the weekend when he learned that his star safety, Tyrann Mathieu, was lost for the season with a torn ACL. I know that he's lamenting his production, as the Honey Badger is the team leader in interceptions, passes defended, and tackles. However, you could see something else in play, something deeper, more meaningful, almost as if a son had been hurt. In a league where players often feel like commodities, it's nice to see a head coach who cares. The Cardinals are 12-2 and heading toward their second straight trip to the playoffs. They lost one of their best talents last week whose impact can't be substituted. You get the sense, though, that Bruce and his family will find a way. I'm Tiki Barber.
The holiday season is here, and it's time to celebrate. After Hyundai's best year ever, we're bringing you our best offers of the season. Now, during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event, get great year-end savings on all Hyundai models, like the all-new Tucson, stylish Elantra, and versatile Santa Fe Sport. And don't forget the roomy Sonata with class-leading interior space. All Hyundais are backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today and make this holiday the happiest of holidays. Right now, get the 2016 Elantra with 0% APR for 6 years or $2,500 bonus cash. Hurry in and take advantage of the Hyundai Holiday Savings at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty program. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gail King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Who doesn't love great deals during the holiday season? Head over to CBS Local Circulars to find the best deals on everything from fashion and food to electronics. Go to circulars.cbslocal.com to grab deals for everyone on your list from great retailers like Walmart and JCPenney.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249. 800-901-1249. 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Tomorrow, don't miss the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with the Boers and Bernstein Show. Join the guys at Scoreboard, 1100 Douglas Road in Oswego, starting at 1. Come on out for a cold Bud Light, check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This hour brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Joakim Noah being reevaluated today after suffering a shoulder sprain in last night's loss to Brooklyn. The x-rays were negative last night. An MRI scheduled for today. Bulls with a practice at the Advocate Center as they get ready for their game Christmas afternoon in Oklahoma City. Entrell Roll and the Bears still contemplating a bad loss to the Vikings over the weekend.
We didn't execute, you know, the way we were coached. I felt like, you know, like I said, there was a lot of boneheaded things, you know, within that game.
Those bonehead things led to their ninth loss. Roll with Spiegel and Goff today. Bears take on Lovie Smith's Buccaneers Sunday. Giants receiver Odell Beckham Jr. appealing his one-game suspension. That hearing will take place on Wednesday. Blackhawks are on the road in Dallas tonight. Corey Crawford will start in goal. They will not have Marian Hossa available, out with an upper body injury. And baseball, the Cardinals have agreed to a five-year contract with pitcher Mike Leake. Join Jay Zawoski and Chicago Blackhawk Dennis Rasmussen at Garfield's Beverage in Norridge tomorrow, 7 to 8:30, for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls and also enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge, brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Hey, a lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Probably so. And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We have the second half at 3:30. Steve Ashburner of NBA.com joins us at 4 o'clock today. He wrote a terrific piece about these Bulls and everything that's wrong and the inherent silliness of a player standing up and declaring that he's the leader of the team.
He's the leader
just
of
how the
team.
The natural response to that is, okay, great. Thanks for that.
Well, that was the response, actually.
You better believe
that
it was.
Actually, that was the, yep, the exact response you got.
And Pete Futak at 4:40, Hub Arkish, probably with more NFL talk than Bears talk at 5 today, with still some simmering issues here in the aftermath of the Odell Beckham Jr. stuff. Some,
and the Panthers lied, too.
Surprises along the way as well. They did. 312-644-6767 is the number, WSCR, The Score. Email us at boersandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, it's at Bors_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's borsandbernstein.com, the radio.com app for your mobile device, and producers. Matt Abaticola.
Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Might want to pause him there, Ken.
I love Matt Abaticola. He is our Dale Jr. just chilling.
Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
You're letting me go?
Kirk, crackers are a family food. Happy families. Maybe single people eat crackers. We don't know. Frankly, we don't want to know. It's a market we can do without.
So that's it after 20 years. So long, good luck.
I don't recall saying good luck.
He is the suit.
You know, we talked about it yesterday, and now the NFL says that some of the Panthers players are under investigation for their pregame behavior. But the more that we've been finding out about this whole taking the wood to them and,
yeah, taking
and
the wood
wooden
to
bats
them. Yes,
and all this. Their, and yeah. I wrote about this morning for CBS. This is the same league, when you think about it, the same league that changed the rules about writing Bible verses on your breathe right strip or on your under eye strips. None of that anymore.
None of that,
remember the John Randall rule back 15, 20 years ago when he was using the eye black, like war paint, mm-hmm. and the face yep. paint, menacing face paint. And remember what the league said? No, stop with your face paint. None of that.
Right.
They legislate uniforms down to the color of the shoes that you wear, and they will fine you no matter what. And I get it that teams have stupid motivational things because players can be stupid, and I guess it still works to have your chopping wood. Or and I remember, you might remember this, Jackie Sherrill, didn't you take his team to watch a bull get castrated before
he
the
did.
Texas game?
Yep. It was Joakim Noah.
Wait, Dan, you're also forgetting this year, Cameron Hayward was fined by the league for honoring his father, who was a player in the league.
Right. That's right, Ironhead Hayward's son. But in general, get rid of the pregame clown shows. Do whatever you want in your building. You want to have guys walking around carrying baseball bats in your practice facility. I've got no issues with that. It's stupid. But if you think that they need to be rough, tough he-men with their baseball bats because being a professional football player doesn't make them tough enough or motivated enough, do it in your practice facility. Don't bring that crap to a game.
Well, the Panthers lied yesterday. Whatever we read yesterday, it was one of the team wonks. Marcus Ball, who was injured, had a ball and had a bat, walked over to when the Giants came on the field and Manning was there greeting him on either side, and he walked within 10 feet of where the Giants were holding a baseball bat. Didn't menace it, just hold it there, and he's waiting for Beckham. So, I mean, when they say we didn't do it, that's a great story, you know, that sure sounds evil, but we didn't do it.
Yeah, you did.
Lion sack of crap.
Why are you bothering to do the before game? You're pointing bats at people.
I don't know. I don't understand.
And if
I really don't.
If there were gay slurs used, I mean, I don't even need to make a case for what's all wrong with that. You've got all kinds of hostile workplace issues. You've got employees of the league. You've got employees of teams. And you're opening yourself up for actionable stuff there if you're allowing that to go on. I mean, there should be a memo out right now that ends.
Yeah, I mean, when you say, well, it's a great story, but we didn't. Yeah. A guy walked across the field to stand. He didn't look like he said anything, by the way. Didn't look like he was saying anything. He didn't, at least to me, the guy. But he walked across. So he was there when the Giants came out of the tunnel. He was waiting for them.
Standing there with a bat. I can't believe this NFL allows them. And remember, here's the other thing. For your touchdown celebration, you can do a bunch of things, but what can't you do?
Nothing with a ball.
Props.
Yeah.
Ever since the Joe Horn cell phone incident, or the Sharpie, or the ball. No props.
The Forte almost got it for rocking the ball after the baby.
Got a warning for it.
Got
right?
a warning. Yeah. A guy was staring him down. You're staring him down, and this guy's running around on the field with a bat?
But seriously, no props. Now, you celebrate a touchdown. Can't have any, except before the game.
Whatever. You
can bring your toys with you.
I find the whole thing.
I don't mind the Ray Lewis screaming dancing thing. If you need to fire yourself up by jumping up and down,
whatever you need to do.
But you're going over to where the other team is stretching with baseball bats. You're an NFL player.
Oh, no.
And this was one of the players hurt, but he was a DB and a DB in every sense of the word, by the way.
Yeah. Leave your toys at home.
I've never, you can get on somebody if you want to. You can say something, I suppose there's nothing you can do about that if nobody hears it. But to say we didn't do anything when you've got proof of him standing there. I mean, there's one thing to from a distance, you know, that you're carrying bats. You see him at the other end of the field, they're carrying bats. He walked over to get closer to them, waiting for them to come out of the tunnel. He walked there purposely with his, didn't raise it, didn't like menace anybody with, but had it. Walked across the field to stand there when they were coming out.
Yeah, but just
I
the league has to put a stop to all of it. You don't need the pregame clown show.
No, agreed. And if the Raiders are doing it, we'll take it. But same deal.
The Saints are doing it. The Raiders are doing it. We're tough. We got our baseball bats.
Not working much better than one of them, by the way.
We're taking the wood to them.
The old Saint thing dies hard, huh?
Boers and Bernstein, you have the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One.
Wow, that special someone this year with a virtual gift from Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca. E-gift cards can never be lost. Choose to send your Eaglewood gift by email, text, message, or even Facebook. Order at eaglewoodresort.com for an instant Eaglewood gift of spa, golf, dining, or escape.
ISIS has their sights on America, declaring war in 2012. But during a recent interview, Maggie Hassan clumsily proclaimed that ISIS declared war on us just last month.
I think that ISIS declared war in bombing of Paris last week.
Where has Maggie Hassan been? And while experts report worsening ISIS threats, Hassan still supports the president's failed policies. Kelly Ayotte understands the terror threat. Kelly in a recent radio interview.
They declared war on us in 2012. We've seen our American citizens that have been beheaded and killed from ISIS well before this. We saw that they attempted an attack on our homeland in Texas. So for her to say that obviously shows a misunderstanding of the depth of this issue.
Understanding threats to our security is vitally important. Too important to risk on Maggie Hassan.
I'm Kelly Ayotte, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Kelly Ayotte.
Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off. Use it on top of great gift sale prices, like 60 to 70% off fine jewelry, 15% off fragrance gift sets, and everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Plus, now you can buy online, pick up in store. Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store or kohls.com for details.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
Planning a night out this holiday season? Check out CBS Local Offers to get the best deals on local events and restaurants in your neighborhood. CBS Local Offers provides the best deals, ensuring you have an enjoyable experience at a great price. Don't miss out. Go to offers.cbslocal.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply pays attention.
often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt. I'm gonna find you,
I'm gonna catch you. But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Of course you do.
Elementary, Thursdays, only CBS.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com. CBS Sports
Radio. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Voice of Racing, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. Just cleaning up on some business we started talking about yesterday with all the old Dale Beckham stuff.
And the NFL is cleaning up on this business. The NFL is cleaning up on this business, too, because they are still trying to investigate exactly who did what was said. And now we have this from Sports Illustrated. Carolina Panthers head coach Ron Rivera has decided to end the Carolina Panthers motivational ritual of bringing out a baseball bat to pregame warmups, he told reporters today. The Panthers have routinely brought out a baseball bat during warmups. This is what they say here, as a tribute to injured defensive back Benny Benwickery.
What?
Who is he?
Oh, I don't know. He's the one who carries the bat usually, right?
Rivera was asked why he's ending the motivational prop if he has no qualms with it. Because I'll hear about it, Rivera told reporters. It's the no fun league for a reason. And he described the whole situation as a huge misunderstanding.
No, it's not. No, Ron. You're right. The guy that's injured did have the bat during while the Panthers were warming up. When they were on that side of the field doing their thing, he was out there with the bat. But he did not have the bat when it was carried across to greet the Giants coming onto the field. He did not have the bat. It was not the injured Panther. He's not paying tribute to anyone.
And BK says, next thing you know, Derek is going to bring his sex belt onto the court to intimidate Jimmy Butler. It's also a tribute. Edwin says, listening to the opening comments about the idiocy of the pregame antics has left me confused by a question that's been raised. Is Beckham suggesting in any way his behavior was justified by the Panthers pregame stuff? I find the bats silly, the slurs untenable, but Beckham's behavior on the field was near criminal. One has nothing to do with the other. There's not a single excuse for anything Beckham did, and I would suspend him for the remainder of the year.
Yes.
I actually believe that somebody from the league office, regardless of what the bumbling blind referees are doing, somebody from the league needs to call the stadium and say, eject him from the game. Because if your refs there can't
somebody
see
has
it,
to be watching other than the guys doing the game, yeah, in charge. Somebody has to say, hey, how many of these are you going to, he's done. Will you get him off the field already? Come on.
Yeah, this is not to make any excuse here. It's simply to add to the list of things that are wrong here.
Look, I don't know what they were called. I don't know what they said to him. I don't know, but none of that excuses his behavior. I mean, I don't like any of it. I don't like anything Panthers did. I don't like carrying a bat across the field to greet him coming. I don't like any of it, and I have no idea what some of them might have said to him. But it doesn't excuse it.
I've always wondered why NFL teams felt they had to resort to their stupid slogans and their stupid tactics and their weight room posters. These aren't children, but I guess in some respects,
in many ways they are.
Yeah, in some respects, if this stuff, and does anybody know if there's still efficacy in this sort of motivational silliness?
Because they clearly think there is.
Yeah, I
think, we're laying the wood to people. Yeah. We're chopping wood.
Well, your guy Jack Del Rio clearly does. The Raiders are still tearing bats out.
the punter, he
still does.
And Jackie Sherrill's like, we're going to castrate ourselves a Texas bull.
Yeah.
On this, we're going to cut his nuts off. Wee-hee! And I guess that worked, huh? They beat him that year. Mississippi State.
I know.
Butched up and beat him.
I know. It's just, though, some of it I just don't quite get. I don't know how bringing a bat on the field is motivating you. That's
tribute to an injured defensive back. Please, you get hurt in the NFL, nobody remembers your damn name.
And there are several pictures of him on the field with a bat, by the way. I don't know if it was Sunday or other, but there are pictures of him out there. He comes out there. So whatever. I mean, the guy say, "Oh, well, it's a nice story, but no, it sounds great, but yeah, well, that didn't happen." Yeah, it did. Sure it did. Maybe Ryan sack of crap.
Maybe I mean, Fox needs something more than his four principles of stupidity. His effort, dedication, intensity.
What's well, a good? It's good. You know, when you talk to older or later, if you're talking to them, I mean, somebody. I don't know if that means anything to them, but apparently somebody thinks it does.
I will say this about John Fox, because Dan Wiederer was talking about it yesterday. Yeah. And
Wiederer was great
Rich
yesterday.
He and Rich Campbell both really good.
They're really, really good, yep.
And remember, focus, intensity, mental toughness,
and sex belt.
And preparation.
The
best part of it, though, is that he didn't Beckmanize it into FIMP. Because Beckman would have said, first is focus, then it's intensity, mental toughness, preparation, FIMTIP. That's what we have tattooed on our foreheads, and we're making acronyms because players need acronyms to be good at football. Let's get out there and FIMP.
He made one out of OSCE. OSCE?
Retrofitted. That's the best part of OSCE. Is it's even better than WINT, because he took a word that
I
already
love WINT.
He took a word
but
that existed.
OSCE?
Yeah, I know. When we talk about OSCE, what the hell is wrong with you? Lunatic. Hey, well, what happened to the player? Well, he's got a spinal injury. Turn your head!
And cough. He's just such a turd. Those low swimming turds.
I think we've set a low bar, but at least
at
least John Fox hasn't made a poster that says FIMP. To the extent that we're aware. And it possibly has, and it's just in the weight room where we can't see it.
I mean, Dad was great. He's got this hole in the wall, in his head, having dog neck. Just come on, John Fox goes to the wall. That's everywhere.
Yeah, you know, it's not just here. Everybody's got to have four pillars and four things. You got to.
So, Casey Johnson reports that it's 2 weeks of shoulder rehabilitation for Joakim Noah and then an evaluation. So it's going to be longer.
Now that trade
before his return to
and
game.
And then a sex change.
Right,
and
a sex belt.
The MRI revealed a sprained shoulder, reevaluated in 2 weeks. So he's going to be out a while.
Yeah, he's going to be out.
That looked bad. He looked like he was really hurt.
Well, now you're down to what? Well, we'll put something together for you. We'll get back to you. What is it? What are you putting together for me? What are you doing? What do you got for me?
An email here from Magic Irvin Johnson, who asks, does Mark Trestman intimidate Ravens opponents during warm-ups by bringing out the toolbox of concepts? So
I would
dumb.
Say, you know what? I think we can safely answer that. Apparently not.
Well, certainly not. They don't play intimidating.
It's kind of been... Oh, boy, it's been a bad year for them, the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Shame, really. Oh, God, you know what? I don't know that any other sports or any other, I can't imagine, you know, maybe an isolated incident, there's some crazy basketball thing that goes on, you got to carry your bet, or whatever you're doing, I don't know, but football provides an endless wealth of stupid. It really does.
The only one I've seen, the only sort of accepted taunting that is part of the game before the game that I've seen you know, you get the boxing stare down.
Yeah.
When they go nose to nose and they try to intimidate each other. The boxing weigh in. And then there's the New Zealand All Blacks who do the haka.
Mm-hmm.
They do the Maori war dance where it's like, we're going to eat your face. Ah! And then the other team comes
and
the other team stands there and they link arms and they stare them down. And then what happens is the All Blacks go out and they eat their face.
Yep.
Because they're just better than everybody in rugby. But that's the only one I've seen where it's, but that's sort of anthemic and ritualistic and accepted that they're allowed to do it because they're the only team that has a war dance. Aren't they?
I don't know if Hawaii does it or not. The players used to. They used to do
the same haka?
Yeah.
But other rugby teams don't have like their own version of a war dance.
No, they don't. No. No. I know Hawaii was big. I don't know if they're still doing it. When you're of late, you really don't want to be seen doing a war dance when you suck. I mean, that's just really kind of a waste of time. I mean, that not good. Not good, but they used to. And they used to do one outside, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, it was part of a great spectacle, but, I mean, maybe Pete Futek will know if they still do, because he seems to hate Hawaii. Coming about Hawaii and say, nah, you got no facilities. I can get them out here. They suck. Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk to Pete at 4:40 today, even though not much was going on in college football. We just like talking to Pete, because he's not well in the head. It makes him interesting.
Talk about Jackie Sherrill.
You have the score.
Your radio headquarters for Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
The holiday season is here, and it's time to celebrate. After Hyundai's best year ever, we're bringing you our best offers of the season. Now, during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event, get great year-end savings on all Hyundai models, like the all-new Tucson, stylish Elantra, and versatile Santa Fe Sport. And don't forget the roomy Sonata with class-leading interior space. All Hyundais are backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today and make this holiday the happiest of holidays. Right now, get the 2016 Elantra with 0% APR for 6 years or $2,500 bonus cash. Hurry in and take advantage of the Hyundai Holiday Savings at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty program. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Searching for the perfect gift this holiday season? Give the gift of wine with Club W. Handcrafted wines personalized to each of your recipients delivered direct to their door. Simply log on to clubw.com/holiday and enter your recipient's information. These exclusive hand-curated bottles can only be found at Club W. Your friends and family are guaranteed to love them, or Club W will replace them at no cost. That's clubw.com/holiday for all your holiday needs. Must be 21 or old. Not available in all states. Void where prohibited. W Inc. Buellton, California.
This holiday season, don't miss a second of your favorite shows and stations with the Radio.com app, offering quick access to over 300 HD radio stations, podcasts, and the latest music news. It's the ideal radio destination for music, sports, news, and entertainment. Go to apps.radio.com today for more information.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.